This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Dark Young of Shub Niggurath.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The Thousand Young.
I hear lots of people talking about these young. Where are they? Where are the young, I say? Here they are. Yep. Is that a tree? No, it's coming at you.
Nope. It is not a tree. I'm surprised by how little there is for this. So one of the things, like, I love that this these are created by Robert Bloch.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Bloch, guy who wrote Psycho.
Oh, really?
So yeah, he's part of the Lovecraft, like, coterie. Like, he was a mythos guy.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will pull this punch then, where in the description it uses the word ropey two times in the same sentence.
Classic Psycho move.
Yeah.
He used the word mom constantly in that fucking book.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
Where
he should have come up with some synonyms.
Find, you know, a different matron word.
Yeah, matron, mama. Ooh, baby. Big old titty milker. You know, like, he could use a lot of things. Like, what if, you know, Norman Bates was just, like, dressed up as his big old titty milker and, like, you know?
this is a real gross session, Gary.
Yeah. So these things are great and are really big in the role-playing game and surprisingly get not that much text here.
Right.
Like, I feel like I've seen these things used in a lot of different campaigns and stuff. And they're pretty cool. Like, images of them are pretty neat. This is a good Google image search.
Mm-hmm.
Because they look like the silhouette is kind of like a tree, but you see that the trunk that goes down, it's actually a series of feet. They kind of like elephant trunks.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of, you know, branches and stuff, they actually have these like ropey tentacles.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of made out of this mysterious black material. Additionally, because, yeah, you know, they are the offspring of the goat, right? The goat of the woods. Mm-hmm. They got hooves that they stamp around with.
Yep. Pretty cool looking things. I love that they're like trees, because, like, I think that this whole kind of section of the mythos, like, is about like being out in the forest and seeing the trees move and stuff and being surrounded by these things and not being able to make out their silhouettes.
Yes.
Year round, which is pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
I love Shub Niggurath as a mythos entity, because it has like a perspective.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's always kind of difficult. It's like, Azathoth is great. You know, Haster is really cool and mysterious.
Yeah.
And then you end up with, like, you know, Yogg-Sothoth, like, and even kind of Cthulhu, where you're kind of like, what's this even about?
Yeah. Like, what do you want? I understand that the horror is in not knowing what you want or how you plan to get it. Like,
yeah,
cool. That's fine. Yeah. You kind of have to take that as read. You don't care. You don't care if I know. Yep. However, I at least need to be able to discern by your actions something.
Yep.
Right. And as far as I can tell, all Cthulhu will ever do is wake up and then, I guess,
it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's extremely bad when that happens. Yeah. But, like, what, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about, and I also, you know, so Shub Niggurath is about, is like a fertility.
Yeah.
It's like represents like horrible fecundity.
Yes. It is about unchecked reproduction.
Just
unchecked propagation of life.
Which I love. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that as a spooky thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. You know, it shows up a lot of the time as people worshiping, you know, people thinking like, oh, this was this obscure fertility god.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually this, like, these people were worshiping, you know,
one of the faces. Goat of, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cool. And these as just like the thousands of babies as a, like a literal forest.
Yeah.
Of these creatures is something I've always really loved.
Yeah.
I love how they can act as a proxy.
Yes.
Or in here, it's just like, you know, so if you owe money, like, you can serve a warrant, like a subpoena, Shub Niggurath with one of these things.
You know? It has Shub Niggurath's power of attorney.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, just, can you imagine reading that will and just going on for it, you know, reading out the inheritance and it just being like a literal, like, aeons and aeons? That's probably like one of these dark books that you get that you lose sanity for reading, is probably that.
Well,
yeah, it just goes on forever.
Can you imagine the inheritance battle of, like, just like literally your entire
thing? Like it's like that show Billions.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.